Hello, you are listening to a Face 4 radio here on Thursday morning, 10 a.m. I just made it in, and as you know, if you listen to the show, the show is supposed to be a music show with interludes about nothing, but I have been consistently trying to have themes each week since I thought that just having a show about nothing would be boring. However, today I finally decided to commit because I don't think those earlier shows were any good. I mean, they had good bits to them and some of them were better than others, but I wasn't doing as well as I wanted to do. So that's why today's show and the shows for the foreseeable future until I can find something better to do are going to be music shows with interludes about nothing, where we're just going to see where the show takes us. So we're going to kick things off with a song, an old jazz or I don't know, blues song from 1927 about a real tough flood. It's called Backwater Blues by Bessie Smith. Enjoy.
When it rained 5 days and the skies turned dark at night, then trouble taking place in the lowlands at night. I woke up this morning, can't even get out of my door. I woke up make a poor girl wonder where she wanna go. Then they rolled a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. Then they rolled a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. I packed all my clothes, sold them in, and they rolled alone. When it's thunder, the lightning, and the wind begin to blow. When it thunder, the lightning, and the wind begin to blow. There's thousands of people ain't got no place to go. On some high old lonesome hill, and I went and stood up on some high old lonesome hill. Then looked down on the house where I used to live.
What more could you do? Of all the wrong you've done to me, they're bound to come back to you.
North by Northeast, Toronto's festival destination for emerging musicians and major label headliners. Where else can you see and discover over hundreds of bands? NXNE, featuring Action Bronson, The New Pornographers, Best Coast, and many more.
June 17th through the 21st, one of the most anticipated events of the summer takes over Toronto.
This is one event you won't want to skip.
Last time on CITR, you heard that some kids couldn't afford to enroll in their local YMCA programs.
Oh, no. My God.
But this June 7th, there's Megathon.
Cycle, swim, run, and stretch to raise money for more spaces in YMCA youth programs.
Bam!
Go to www.vanymcamegathon.ca to create, join, or donate to a Megathon team.
Wow!
On June 7th, be somebody's hero. Wakapa does a wee bam! Wakapa! Bam zoe kapow!
Bam zoe pa waka.
Hello, you are listening to A Face for Radio live on CITR 101.9 from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, BC. You may wonder why I kicked off the show with some old-timey jazz songs. And, well, I've started watching the Ken Burns' jazz documentaries, which are all on Netflix. So they're 10 documentaries about the history of jazz, and I started them last week, or maybe a bit before, and I've finished the third one. They're a full movie each, and it's super interesting and tons of great music. So I decided to play some of the stuff that I've been listening to and in the movies. And so far in the first three movies, they are really big on Louis Armstrong, or Louis Armstrong, who I've always loved because of the joyous quality of his music, as Woody Allen once said. And so I learned that he is, like, even 10 times more influential than I ever imagined, especially turning jazz into a soloist's art, creating swing, a whole bunch of different things. So the song that we just listened to was by Louis Armstrong. It was released as a single around 1925, I think, and it was under the name of the band was the Red Onion Jazz Babies, which I think is the best jazz band name, or just an amazing name. So it's the Red Onion Jazz Babies, and it features, so that is the backing band featuring Alberta Hunter singing, and then then in the band, the Red Onion Jazz Babies also features not only Louis Armstrong, but his wife at the time, the pianist Lil Hardin, and also the famed clarinetist and saxophone player Sidney Bechet. So quite the crew, and it's the song is called "Of All the Wrongs You've Done to Me." And it is off the album Louis Armstrong and King Oliver, which compiles a bunch of the early singles that Louis Armstrong was on. And we start everything off with the song "Backwater Blues" by Bessie Smith, which she wrote and recorded after a great flood in 1927, where she had to be ferried to her show. So there you have it. So far, the movies have been very good. Definitely worth watching. So you listeners might be in for a fair amount of jazz over the next few weeks as I learn more and more about the genre of music. Yeah, that's about all I have to say about that. Next up, we have some complete change of pace to some post-punk, which we're going to be listening to the song Midnight by the band Peace off their album My Face. I was just re-listening to this because I was lucky enough that my friend left me her turntable when she went back home for the summer. So now I have two turntables at home, one in the living room and now one in my room, which is great because before I could only listen to heavier or more abrasive music when my mom was out of the house. But now since I have a turntable in my room, I can listen to, or, you know, I could listen to it on the computer or on CD or whatever, but my records, my heavier records that I wanted to play, I could only play when my mom was out of the house. So now I can play them when she's there. And one of the albums that I decided to listen to that I hadn't listened to in a while was the album My Face by Peace, which I actually bought only because I couldn't get their second or third album. I don't know if you want to count the first one, Slow Children, as the first one. I don't know if it's technically the first one or not. Anyways, I wanted to buy The World Is Too Much With Us, but they didn't have it at the record store. And the guy was like, oh, this album's better. And I remember listening to it at first and thinking, no chance. But I listened to it again a couple times over the past few days. And it is very, very good. So, enough about that. Let's listen to it. The song is called Midnight.
Sedan parked in the driveway. A borrowed tire caked and crumpled. At night I walked while sleeping heads lay. While others worked on days and evenings, came home at 4 o'clock on Thursday, smiled when rain spilled out their scars. At night I walked while sleeping heads lay. Thank you.
you see? Two separate entities. Ooh, babe, you don't know me. My heart awakens slowly. Could be an island of its own.
Thank you.
All right, we are back. This is A Face for Radio. I'm your host, Eric, and we just listened to the first single off the first album of a new band. This band is called Drinks, and the familiar voice of the singer is that of Kate Le Bon, the Welsh singer who now resides in Los Angeles, has started a new project with the guitarist of White Fence. I think his name is Tim Presley, and the band is called Drinks. The album is called Hermits on Holiday, and so is the song, the title track off of that album. It's cool. The first time I didn't like it that much, but this is probably the third or fourth time that I've listened to this song, and it's grown on me. I think Kate Le Bon, apparently her favorite album is Faust 4, and you can definitely, I think you can see the influence more heavily on this than her solo stuff, which has a more of a psychedelic pop tinge. This is definitely substantially more angular. And before that, we listened to a band from Calgary called Fever Feel. The song is called Two Sides of Every Coin off their EP Days of Days. I don't know much more about them, but apparently they put on a good live show. And then we kicked everything off with the song Midnight by Vancouver band Peace from the album My Face. And this past week, there were a good number of really good shows. Last night, Ryan Adams played. On Tuesday night, Speedy Ortiz played with Dead Soft and Alex G. On Sunday, I think there was, Tuesday as well, Tame Impala played. And I think on Sunday, Spoon played. And Future Islands opened for them. And I think on the same night or over that time, there was also The War on Drugs came and Little Dragon. So there was just a lot of big name shows this week, of which I didn't go to any because I've been busy with other things. Some of the Hermits are on holiday, apparently, but others don't get the chance and have to do summer school and work. But to pretend as if I were there, this next segment is going to make up for it, featuring songs from a few of the bands that I most wanted to see, but I didn't get to see. So we are going to start things off with Future Islands. The song is called Fall From Grace, not Seasons, but Fall From Grace off of their album Singles. Enjoy.
Does it take so long?
All right, quick interruption of what I had planned of songs from shows. We just had a caller who was mentioning that he saw in the old Vancouver Sun newspapers the charts, and apparently Jan Hammer, who I just Googled is a Czech composer, was second place in the charts for most of 1985. He was just dominating the charts, and he is famous for the Miami Vice theme. So the caller asked for us to play it, and I couldn't say no. So we are going to listen to a great tune from 1985. Here is the Miami Vice theme.
What do you got here?
That was delivered by a messenger this morning.
What's this about?
He's here. We'll be right back.
know that I'll be happier, and I know you will too. Said I know that I'll be happier, and I know you will too.
29th at the Imperial. The Bar Brothers, Montreal folk quartet The Bar Brothers, tour in support of their latest release, Sleeping Operator. Doors at 8 p.m. Tickets available at Northern Tickets, Red Cat Records, and Zulu Records. This show is brought to you by MRG Concerts and CITR 101.9 FM.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
All right, we are back after that nice set of tunes. I forgot to mention that Father John Misty also played on Sunday. Anyways, what did we listen to? We started off with Fall From Grace by Future Islands off their album Singles. And just a brief anecdote about Future Islands. I, like most people, heard about them after their David Letterman performance, who sadly is now off the air. But the famous performance where the lead singer does the snake dance, and I got so obsessed with that video. I think I watched it like 6 times the first day that I found it, and I sent it to all my friends. And I remember this one night I was at a friend's house with a couple friends, and we watched, I think, the Letterman video at least 5 or 6 times. Then we watched the music video at least 2 or 3 times. Then we watched at least 2 or 3 live performances, different live performances of Future Islands playing Seasons. And then finally we watched like 4 interviews with the band, which was even weirder than what I could have imagined. Because the 3 people in the band are just like, they're all completely different from one another. Anyways, it was just a very captivating experience. Except my friends all said that it was terrible, that they actually hated it, that they just thought it was funny, blah, blah, blah. They were watching it for ironic reasons. But I actually thought that the song Seasons, I still think it's a great song. And I think that they put out other good songs on the whole album. Singles is good. And I've listened to some of their older stuff, and it's good too. So that song was Fall From Grace. And I played it because they opened for Spoon, and I really wanted to go to see them. I don't care that much for Spoon. They're a good band, solid band. But I think I was excited to see Future Islands, but I also wasn't going to pay $50 to do it. So then we got a call, and we listened to the Miami Vice theme by John Hammer, or maybe it's Jan Hammer. I don't know. Yeah, I played it off YouTube, and it's the full theme. The theme, I can't believe the opening to a TV show was 2.5 minutes long. A TV show's 21 minutes. That's almost 10% of your time. But anyways, this is a ridiculous music video or opening theme to the show. I don't know. I've never seen Miami Vice, but it was tremendous. I think Jan Hammer plays the guitar and parts of it, and there's just a lot of mugging for the camera. It is tremendous. So there you go. And then it weirdly segued really nicely into the song Eventually by Tame Impala off their upcoming album Currents, which Eventually I think is their 4th single off of the album that they've released. Another great song, and I think it's actually appropriate with the Miami Vice thing that was a hit in 1985, because it feels like a bunch of these psychedelic rock bands, and by a bunch I mean Tame Impala and Unknown Mortal Orchestra, who are both releasing albums this summer, that they sort of got sick of, you know, whatever psychedelia of the 60s was going on in their music and decided to fully embrace the 80s. And I think Tame Impala has done well. They've fallen to sort of the Prince side of the equation of cheesy sort of pop R&B rock mixtures of the 80s. No More Orchestra, I'm not so sure. They might have fallen a bit towards the Peter Frampton side of the equation. Anyways, Tame Impala played here, another one, Peter Frampton, Steve Winwood, that's what I was trying to think of, side of the equation. But I think Tame Impala falls more to the Prince side, the Michael Jackson, the good stuff. Anyways, song eventually off the album Currents, Tame Impala played here this weekend. And then we listened to the song Sorry by Alex G. He opened for Speedy Ortiz on Tuesday, and singer-songwriter does lots of lo-fi sort of home-recorded music. He was playing here, and that's probably the show that after Tame Impala I most wanted to see, but couldn't, but that's okay. And then we listened to the song I'm Being Chased by Dead Soft off their self-titled album. And Dead Soft also opened for Speedy Ortiz. I guess they were the first opening band before Alex G. So we have a few minutes left. I'm not sure if we'll get to play all of the music that I have because Transition State is coming up next, but I'm going to try and play as much as I can. So we're going to kick it off with the song theme from Monomyth by the band Monomyth off their album Saturnalia Regalia. They are playing along with Faith Healer and Supermoon on June 30th. Faith Healer, great psychedelic pop band from Edmonton, is coming down, so that's going to be a great show. Also, I've been meaning to mention this all show. If you want to go to Toronto, if you want to go to North by Northeast, if you remember earlier in the show, there was an ad about it. It is June 17th, 21st in Toronto. North by Northeast is Canada's version of South by Southwest, I guess. A music and arts festival. And CITR has two kick-ass platinum badge passes to North by Northeast. And if you, dear listener, are interested in taking the trip out to Toronto, to Canada's core, I don't know, call us, call in, and call me, give me your name and number, and we'll put you in for a draw. We have these two tickets that are going in on a draw May 29th at 2 p.m. So call in the station with your name and email address, name, email, and phone number. Call in. And who knows, you might win a platinum badge pass to North by Northeast, June 17th to 21st. Which is also apparently still going to feature Action Bronson, even though there was a 1,700-person strong petition for him not to play. But I just read that in the gossip column of the 24 today. Anyway, let's kick it off with Monomyth.